And we just had a long kirtan. Krishna kirtan, Prabhu led kirtan from about almost 1 hour. Actually, since Mangalati, if you include the japa, we've just been kirtan. So that was quite a long kirtan, Krishna kirtan, Prabhu led, wasn't it? As we call that, a long kirtan. Because in the temples, usually we have a very rigid program. We have to finish everything on time. Because everyone's busy with various services. So at least sometimes it's good to not be busy and just chant Hare Krishna. Have long kirtans. How long is a long kirtan? 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Is pretty long kirtan. Actually, in the early days of our movement, that's what devotees did. They did kirtan all day. They'd have a morning program, go out for Harinam Sankirtan, come back up for lunch, go out for Harinam Sankirtan again, come back and have an evening program, and that was the program. So lots of hoarse voices and hands all smashed up from playing the mridanga. One devotee who was, he joined a ISKCON party in Bangladesh. He was actually a professional kirtaniya before he joined. So his specialty was mridanga. He was a mridanga. But of course he also sang. But whenever his speaking voice was just like he had a bunch of gravel in his throat. Because from doing so much kirtan, his vocal cords had become disarrayed. So how long is a long kirtan? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sada Harihi, the holy name should always be chanted. So, long kirtan means whole life. And even then it doesn't stop. Because devotee doesn't die, but goes on performing kirtan. Devotee has no other function than performing kirtan. His whole life is meant for, his whole existence is meant for glorifying Krishna. So that's why we call it the Sankirtan movement. Because even if we're not directly performing kirtan by opening our mouths and enunciating the names of Krishna, all activities are meant for glorification. In this moment, all activities are meant for glorification of Krishna. Sometimes here in South India, people find it a little difficult to relate to our kirtan. Although they respect it. As we saw last night, as we were coming around the Agraharam, all the Brahmin families, they came out to see, and many, especially ladies, they offered obeisances. Which is unusual. In Bengal and Orissa, where the culture of kirtan is very strong, and the people, then it's common for people to bow down when they see a kirtan party. But in South India, I think of some places, but here in Sri Rangam more. So that's very gratifying to see that appreciation. Although, as I was saying, in South India, many people, they appreciate, but they find it difficult themselves. They don't feel so much inclined to start jumping around and dancing in kirtan, singing out loudly. Because the mood here is very much one that we should approach God with great respect. Which is true, we should approach Him with great respect. That is the beginning of bhakti, to have great respect for the Lord. So in bhakti, there's the devotees, they take great pleasure in hearing about the pastimes of Krishna. But they maintain a spirit of great respect. So that pleasure that devotees experience in hearing about the Lord, in serving Him, in seeing His divine form, that is bhakti rasa. And when that becomes unatajvala rasa, when it becomes inflamed, when it becomes very great, that pleasure, then one automatically sings loudly and dances. Srila Prabhupada has written that in our Krishna conscious movement, this dancing and chanting is very important. Well, that's an understatement, isn't it? It's an understatement. It's
understatement.
It's true. But to express it more, you'd have to underline the words very and important about 20 million times. Because there's no meaning to a Sankirtan movement without Sankirtan. Sankirtan, of course, there are different manifestations of that. But the ultimate expression of Sankirtan is chanting the names of Krishna and dancing for his pleasure in the association of devotees. So this is the ultimate call of life. As Srila Prabhupada, as he was once asked, what does this chanting lead to? Srila Prabhupada replied, more chanting. The Mayavadis, they have a perverted understanding of bhakti. If people come to us and say they're following some Mayavadi, we'll say very bad. But if Vaishnava devotees, they meet a Mayavadi guru and he'll say, oh, you're doing bhakti, very good. So it seems that they are more liberal. Their idea that is that you do bhakti, that's good for you because you're on a lower level, and then when you come to the higher level, you'll understand that you are God. You're offering incense to Krishna, and there comes a point when you say, okay, Krishna, now you get down, I'll get up, and you offer incense to me. So this idea of bhakti is not at all bhakti. Both bhakti by chanting the holy names of the Lord and Mayavad, they are very powerful influences in traditional Arya culture. This is called the Arya Vaisya something or other. Arya Vaisya, what's it called? Dharamshala. So Arya culture. That's a traditional word for Hindu, actually. They use
it's Arya.
What is nowadays called Hinduism, that's the traditional word is Arya. But of course there's this Arya Samaj, they put their own misunderstanding on it. So anyway, in traditional Indian culture, you'll find it was a common thing that many people used to chant the holy names of the Lord. Last night, after we entered the temple of Sri Ranganath, on the left there was one. Actually, we haven't entered the temple. We went to one of the Gopurams, and on the left was one where the first Sanhedrin on the left. So we went in there, and there were a group of people chanting Vishnu Sahasranam. And I've seen it seems to be quite a widespread practice here in South India, not only in Vaishnava temples but in all kinds of temples, that people after coming home from work in the evening, they go to the temple and together they chant Vishnu Sahasranam. And apart from this kind of formal chanting, there are many people who they're just out of habit, they'll go and say Narayana, Narayana. Not only in South India, everywhere. Ram, Ram. Hey Ram. That was the common greeting among different people in India. Some Jai Shri Ram or Jai Shri Krishna in Gujarat, that was common. Jai Shri Krishna. People would say. When you meet someone, just like we'll say, hello. The common thing was to say, Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Ram, Narayana. The night watchmen, they would chant throughout the night different names. So the culture of bhakti was very strong. Throughout
India.
But it was mixed with Mayavad. To a large extent, it was mixed with Mayavad. So if you speak to these people, some of you will all night be saying Narayana, Narayana, smoking biddies, but going on chanting Narayana. But if you speak with them, you'll find they have completely Mayavad understanding. So this kirtan is contaminated. This idea that all the gods are the same, we are all God, is not really bhakti at all. That chanting is not Kirtaniya Sadahari. The idea is that you chant now and become God later. The idea Kirtaniya Sadahari means that now we're chanting, even when we become liberated, we'll go on chanting. There's no end to the chant. One who chants with that attitude is already liberated. Whereas one who chants with the idea of becoming liberated and then stopping chanting, they'll never get real mukti.
யாகத்தை வந்து நான் முக்தி அடைஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் கீர்த்தனம் பண்றதை நிறுத்திடுவேன் அப்படிங்கிற மாதிரி கருத்தோட கீர்த்தனம் பண்ணியிருக்காங்களோ அவங்க வந்து எப்பவுமே என்னைக்கு வந்து உண்மையான முக்தி அடைய போறது
கிடையாது.
பக்தர்கள் வந்து முக்தியை பத்தி பேசுறது கிடையாது.
They're interested in serving Krishna.
அவங்க கிருஷ்ணரை சேவை பண்றதுல ஆர்வமுள்ளவங்களா இருக்காங்க.
So actual chanting is with the attitude to want to serve Krishna.
அதனால உண்மையான கீர்த்தனம் அப்படிங்கிறது கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சேவை பண்ணணும் அப்படிங்கிற மனப்பான்மையோட கூடியது.
That is the attitude to be cultivated.
அந்த மனப்பான்மை தான் நம்ம வளர்த்துக்கணும்.
That is why the pure devotees automatically they chant the name of Krishna.
அதனாலதான் தூய பக்தர்கள் தானாகவே கிருஷ்ணருடைய
அதனாலதான்
நமக்கு ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கீர்த்தனம் பண்றதுல கஷ்டங்கள் இருக்கு.
All the time, so often devotees ask, why am I, my mind is wandering, why? I'm chanting, chanting, but the mind is wandering.
அடிக்கடி பல்வேறு பக்தர்களை இலங்கைகள் உண்டு.
தொடர்ந்து
கிருஷ்ணருக்கு சேவை பண்ணணும் அப்படிங்கிற மனப்பான்மையோட.
சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு he ordered to chant 1 lakh names every day. That means about 60 rounds of the Mahamantra every day.
சைதன்ய மகாபிரபு தினசரி நம்ம 1 லட்சம் திருநாமங்களை சொல்லணும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கட்டளை கொடுத்திருக்கார். அதாவது கிட்டத்தட்ட 60 மாலை நம்ம ஜெபம் பண்றதுக்கு சமம்.
And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that was the standard for the devotees living in his monks. You must all chant 1 lakh names every day.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, அதுதான் நிர்ணயித்திருந்தார். அந்த மனதில் தங்கி இருக்கிறவங்களுக்கு அவங்க வந்து தினசரி 1 லட்சம் திருநாமங்களை சொல்லணும் அப்படின்னு.
One of his sannyasi disciples asked him that, well, you say everyone should chant 1 lakh names a day, but apart from you, I don't see anyone here who's doing that.
அவருடைய சன்னியாச சீடர்கள் ஒருத்தர் அவர் கிட்ட வந்து கேட்டார், நீங்க 1 லட்சம் திருநாமங்களை சொல்லணும்னு சொல்றீங்க, ஆனா உங்களுக்கு இங்க இருக்கிற யாருமே அந்த மாதிரி ஜெபம் பண்ற மாதிரி தெரியலையேன்னு சொன்னார்.
பக்தி சிதான் சாஸ்திரி தாக்கர் ரிப்ளை தட், யூ டோன்ட் சீ பட் ஐ சீ.
பக்தி சிதான் தாக்கர் பதில் கொடுத்தார், ஒன்னால பார்க்க முடியல ஆனா நான் பார்க்கிறேன்.
So it wasn't the kind of response which invited more inquiry.
So அந்த அதர
It was not the kind of response that invited more inquiry. In other words, if you're from that kind of reply, it's not something that you want to go on questioning. It's like
அவர் கொடுத்த பதில் எப்படின்னா அதுக்கப்புறம் அவரோட எந்த கேள்வி கேட்க முடியாத மாதிரி ஒரு பதில் அவர் கொடுத்துட்டார்.
So this devotee was confused.
இந்த பக்தர் குழம்பிட்டார்.
Because he didn't see anyone chanting 1 lakh of names.
ஏன் அப்படின்னா அவர் வந்து யாருமே 1 லட்சம் நாமங்களை சொல்றத சொல்ற மாதிரி அவர் பார்க்கல.
So everyone's busy in service of the
எல்லாருமே வந்து ஒரு நாள் முழுக்க சேவையில தீவிரமா இருக்கிறத அவர் பார்த்தார்.
And actually in the Gaudiya Math up to today they don't have any japa period like we have in Islam.
Gaudiya Math பார்த்தா இன்னைக்கு வரைக்கும் கூட அவங்க வந்து இஸ்லாம்ல இருக்கிற மாதிரி ஜபத்துக்குன்னு ஒரு குறிப்பிட்ட நேரம் அவங்க கிடையாது.
So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to keep his disciples very busy.
பக்தி தானந்த
தாக்கூர் தன்னுடைய சீடர்களை அதுக்கப்புறம்
இந்த சன்னியாசி பக்தர் யார் அவருக்கு கேள்வி கேட்டாரோ அவர் என்ன சொன்னார் அப்படின்னா, என்னுடைய குருவினுடைய கருணையினால அவர் கொடுத்த பதில காலப்போக்கில் என்னால தெரிஞ்சுக்க முடியுது.
By being busy in service, that's not different from chanting.
யாரோ வந்து சேவையில தீவிரமா இருக்காங்களோ அது கீர்த்தனத்துல இருந்து வேறுபட்டது கிடையாது அப்படிங்கிற அதுதான் அவருடைய அர்த்தம்.
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's recommendation was you chant at least something on the beads every day.
பக்திசாரத்தை தாக்கருடைய பதில்கள் என்ன அப்படின்னா, நீ ஓரளவு நீ வந்து ஜெபமாக ஜெபம் பண்ணு.
And while you are performing service, you go on chanting. And if you get extra time, then you can chant Mahamudra. At the same time, he was very insistent. Everyone must chant 1 lakh of names every day. It's just like once Srila Prabhupada said to Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you must read my books every day for 2 hours. Minimum. So he said, well, Prabhupada, you know, I'm so busy, I don't have time. So Prabhupada said, well, cut down your sleep. He said, well, I'm only sleeping 5 hours out of 24. So Prabhupada said, sleep less, read more. So that might seem that's unreasonable, unfair, abuse. Srila Prabhupada was pushing us toward Kirtaniya Sadahari, always absorbed, always chanting, always absorbed in service. So, devotee means full-time devotee. I heard there was some Tamil saying that a Brahmin is 100% Brahmin when he's in public. When he's at home, he's 50% Brahman. When no one can see him, he's 0%
Brahman.
So, we don't want to be that kind of devotee. Actually, there's no such thing as a part-time devotee. You get an advertisement, temple president, so many thousands of dollars per month, 4 weeks holiday, and all this kind of thing. Devotees don't have holidays. Of course, we come sometimes like this festival. But that means more service. One of my godbrothers, he was with us in. He'd actually left ISKCON and gone to join some Babaji group. Then he came back and joined us in Bangladesh. And one day he said, well, I've had enough of bhakti in this life. I've done enough for this life. He said, I've had enough of bhakti for this life. So he went back to New York where he came from and became one of the 12 million or so New Yorkers again. But there's no finish in bhakti. One who thinks like that means he never actually. He said, now I'm finished with bhakti. Means he never really started, actually. Because bhakti begins with surrender. Dika kale bhakta kale atta samarpan. Initiation means to surrender oneself. So if there's no actual atma samarpan or surrender, then bhakti never really begins. If we're thinking 50% for Krishna, 50% for me, that's not bhakti. At least not the bhakti that Rupa Goswami has
taught.
We don't hear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having an ecstatic long kirtan and stopping after 1 hour for a tea break. There's no such thing. Of course, they would relax after kirtan, but that would also be everything Krishna conscious. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relaxing after performing kirtan at Vasyatra. Prataparudra Maharaj came and performed charan seva, massaging his feet, and recited verses of Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was reciting verses from the Gopi Gita, which describe the gopis' ecstatic feelings for Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied and embraced Prataparudra Maharaj for showering this nectar of Krishna's pastimes upon him. Now, if Prataparudra Maharaj had started telling the story of Nala and Damayanti, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't be so pleased. Which, although it's in Mahabharata, it's a mundane love story. It's a romantic story. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he liked to hear about Krishna. And not just in any hodgepodge way. Bhakti Siddhanta Virudha Arasabhas Shunelehe Prabhur Chitte Nahoyolash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to hear about Krishna, but not if there was some deviant philosophical understanding or wrongly presented according to the science of rasa. Yesterday we were singing one of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's kirtans, in which he speaks of Gaura Bihita Kirtan, the kirtan which is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Puri, which is the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, his main place of pastimes, there is a particular group who identify themselves as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they regularly go around the city performing kirtan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called that the Chuchur Kirtan, or the Kirtan of rats. It's not exactly a rat, it's that mole, you know, that little mole that comes out, the blind thing, it looks like a rat. It looks like a mouse, but it's blind. Anyway, just say rat kirtan. So people think, oh, these are very good, they're doing kirtan. But they invented some new mantra. They don't chant the Maha Mantra. They think that they have some theory that the Maha Mantra should not be chanted loudly. So actually they are envious of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to spread the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, and pretending to glorify him, they say that the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should not be chanted loudly. So when we object to these things, they say, oh, you're offending Vaishnavas. But no, they are offensive, and we should point that out. It's not that everything is all the same. It might appear that they're very sincere in their practices, but they're not, because they're attracted to that which is not pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to understand all these points properly, there has to be Gaura Vihita Shravan, or hearing, in the manner ordained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before there can be Gaura Vihita Kirtan, there has to be Gaura Vihita Shravan. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't allow everybody to join his kirtan in Navadvip. And even in Puri, he would do publicly, he would perform kirtan, but he associated with his devotees. Often we arrange programs and we invite important people of the world to speak. Maybe like the mayor of the city or something like this. But inevitably they talk nonsense because that's all they know. Unless we're trained in the science of bhakti, even if we think we want to praise a devotee, group, then we don't know how to do it actually. One scholar was... He's actually a Western priest who was teaching philosophy at in Calcutta. So after listening to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for some time, he said, "Yeah, I'm very impressed by your lofty ideas." Lofty means high level. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately rebuked him. He said, "It's not ideas, it's fact." That means that he was listening and he was impressed by it, but he hadn't actually understood anything. He said, "I'm impressed by your ideas." That means he's listening and he's thinking, well, this is his theory, and I have my theory, and someone else has another theory. This theory is quite good. That's why actual hearing begins when one is ready to surrender and accept. Just like Arjuna accepted, "Krishna, everything you say, I accept as truth." If we think it's just an idea, and then someone else has another idea, then we can't enter into the truth, the reality that's being spoken. The great devotees, they don't speak anything of this world. It's not just another blah 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 blah, everyone speaking, that just something concocted from the three modes of material nature. Just like the crows are, what's the word for crow in Tamil? Yeah, they're doing that sound. Ka 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 ka. That's why they're called kak. So why does a crow go like that? Why does a crow make that sound? That sounds like a stupid question, doesn't it? You don't expect a crow to bark like a dog. The crow has to make that sound. Prakriti kriyamana ni gunai karma ni sarvashaha ahamkara vimudha na kartaham iti manyate. Just as the animal is forced to act as an animal, so the bewildered spirit soul is forced by the modes of nature to talk all nonsense. Someone thinks, "I have a very original idea." Something new, something different. It might seem new to you, but it's another regurgitated offering from Maya. You know what regurgitated means? It means what you vomit up.
புதுசா ஒரு கருத்து சொன்னா, ஆனா புதுசான கருத்து கிடையாது. நீங்க வந்து வாந்தி எடுத்து வெளில துப்புற மாதிரி வாயில வந்து இன்னொரு ஒரு கருத்து புதுசா வருது.
This Airtel advertisement is express yourself. It means just like a crow. You wah, wah, wah. Oh, it's so wonderful, I did this. Oh, rubbish. They think this Periyar made a great contribution to the thought of the world by saying, there is no God, there is no God, there is no God. But why make a statue for him? He's not the first one to say that. There have been so many atheists in the history of the world. Meanwhile, God is sitting in his kingdom saying, there is no Periyar, there is no Periyar, there is no Periyar.
அந்த காலகட்டத்தை பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா, கடவுள் அவருடைய ராஜாங்க உட்கார்ந்து பெரியார் கிடையாது.
He's become a crow somewhere.
அவர் வந்து எங்கேயோ இடத்துல காக்காவா பிறந்திருக்கலாம்.
And just he's saying there is no God, and the crow is saying ka ka ka. Why is the crow saying ka ka ka? Because in the previous life he said there is no God. When the crow is calling out, what is he? He's expressing himself. You should listen to me. Listen to my voice. It's so beautiful. So like that, everyone is expressing their foolishness. So kirtan means the expression of the soul to glorify Krishna. Pure devotees of the Lord, they actually express themselves. Because the actual expression of the soul is to glorify Krishna. So pure devotees of Krishna, what they say is nothing like anything which anyone of this world says. That's what you see, they have these interfaith conferences and they all go and express their ignorance of anything to do with spiritual life. Because they have not heard the messages coming from beyond the modes of material nature, coming from Vaikuntha, they have no actual connection with that realm.
ஏன் அப்படின்னா, இந்த ஜட இயற்கையினுடைய குணங்களுக்கு அப்பால இருந்து வரக்கூடிய செய்திகள்
எதையுமே அவங்க கேட்டது கிடையாது. The sound from the spiritual world vibrated from the pure devotees, that is vidyate vidya granthis chidyante sarva sanshayah, that cuts through all the ignorance on the heart and reaches to the soul. So those who have received that sound, that transcendental sound which awakens the soul to his pure consciousness, then he can also perform kirtan. Others, they chant, that's good, but unless one has that connection with actual spiritual connection, then that chanting won't go, it won't carry us beyond the modes of material nature. So is the duty of the devotee, or the duty and the natural function of devotees to perform kirtan. Kirtan is for, it means glorification of Krishna. So when one is devoid of the propensity for self-glorification, then one can perform kirtan. As long as one is desiring, people should listen to me, it's just like the crow is calling out, he wants others to hear, to take attention, to notice him. So when we are free from that propensity, then we can glorify
Krishna.
This is a dilemma for a preacher. The preacher wants to be heard. Otherwise, where is the preaching? As many people as possible should hear the message. But he should think himself that I'm simply the, let me act as an instrument. As Srila Prabhupada once told a group of his disciples that actually I'm the only preacher in this movement and you are simply assisting me.
Srila Prabhupada,
and we can actually perform kirtan if we consider ourselves pray for the blessing to be the instruments in the hands of our acharyas who are actually performing kirtan. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, he called his sannyasis Jivanta Mridanga, that means a living Mridanga. Because they have to vibrate kirtan loudly. So we should make a big noise. Drown out all the croaking of the crows. The sound of kirtan should drown out the overwhelming tumult of the croaking of the crows. So that in the world there will be nothing but kirtan. But we can become empowered to perform kirtan when, while we are making a big sound, at the same time we think that I personally am very, very small.
Mm.
So we should have long kirtans. How long? Endless. There's no end. It never ends. You can pray to join the Sankirtan party of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions, comments? Any crows to make any protests? Two questions. No, you always go like this. You want to establish Dvaita Vad? Panchatattva. Hare Krishna.
Sometimes we are kind of getting tuned to chant nicely. And
what does it mean to be kind of tuned? It means not fully. Kind of tuned.
Somehow we get into proper consciousness to chant, and then we feel some like spiritual emotions, and then immediately become self conscious. Previously everything is nice, and then some kind of ecstasy comes, and then immediately it's gone. What to do instead?
And then what happens?
Yeah, immediately.
And then we think, now I've become on the level of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Not really, but some self-conscious. It's not anymore. We lose Krishna.
We lost it. So what should we do in such a circumstance?
நம்ம ஒரு சில நேரத்துக்கு என்ன பண்ணும்போது நமக்கு ஒரு உற்சாகம் வந்து நம்ம வந்து பரவசங்கிறோம். ஆனா திடீர்னு பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா அந்த நிலை வந்து உடனடியா கீழே இறங்கி நம்ம வந்து சாதாரண நிலைக்கு வந்துடுறது. அது மாதிரி
What should we do?
என்ன பண்ணணும் அந்த நேரத்துல?
Well, what do you suggest? Stop chanting Hare Krishna.
நீங்க என்ன பரிந்துரை சொல்றீங்க? Hare Krishna கீர்த்தனம் மட்டும் நிறுத்திடலாமா?
Should go on chanting.
நம்ம தொடர்ந்து கீர்த்தனம் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கோம்.
Whatever happens, just go on chanting.
It's
not that, what happened? I was cheated of my spiritual experience. I resigned. Spiritual experiences, yeah, there may be so many. But we have to go on with our service. What's the use of all this ecstasy? And I'm so ecstatic that I didn't do any service today. I got stunned in ecstasy. I couldn't do any service. Better don't have any ecstasy. Go on with this service. Go on chanting. That is self-realization. To realize that I am the servant of Krishna eternally. So there may be this ecstasy, that ecstasy, the other ecstasy, or no ecstasy, but we have to serve. That's all. Just keep on going. That's the answer to all these questions. What should we do in this circumstance, this happens, that happens, the mind goes this way, the mind goes that way. Just go on chanting, go on doing the service. Krishna will appreciate that. We don't need to see any psychologist. Just go on chanting Hare
Krishna.
this adjustment, that adjustment. The real adjustment is just to adjust to the fact that we are meant to serve Krishna. Anything else? Hare Krishna. Oh yeah, okay, yeah. Better ask, I would have forgotten.
So, what type of kirtan we have to do, and what is the... what are the types of kirtan?
We should chant, yeah, say it in English and Tamil.
So what type of kirtan we have to perform, and what kind of kirtan is necessary? In our kirtan, we have to perform, we have to do it.
The main kirtan is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Mukhyamana kirtan mandu, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
There are also many bona fide kirtans expressing various moods, various forms of glorification of Krishna, which are offered by our acharyas. The attitude in chanting should be Trinadapi Sunichena Tarori Vasa Hishnuna Amanina Manadena. Because often we hear devotees chant something which is not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
அடிக்கடி நம்ம கேட்கிறோம் பக்தர்கள் வந்து இந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே இதை தவிர வேற விஷயங்கள் கீர்த்தனம் பண்றது.
They start chanting their rounds, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then after a few minutes, it changes. And, you know, the sounds become all merged together.
And the
Santana Bhata Vida Una Rana Krishna is common. So the benefit of chanting the holy names is not got from chanting something different to the holy names.
So Tirunamata Jamanala Kari Kuya Palana and the Tirunamata Vere Solanala Kari Kuya Palano on the bed.
This should be considered.
Mm.
You had a question? Okay, ask it. Oh, wait a minute, what was it? It was about... Oh, I can summarize it, I think, and you can add any details if you'd like. This is something unrelated to the... Not directly related to the topics discussed in this class, but as I it's a query from Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu, which I suggested that we could discuss here in Sri Ranga. He had proposed in his working place to start weekly Bhagavad Gita classes.
அப்புறம் வந்து அவர் வேலை பார்க்கக்கூடிய இடத்துல வாரம் வாரம் பகவத்கீதை வகுப்புகள் ஆரம்பிக்க சொல்லி ஆரம்பிக்கலாம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவர் வந்து ஒரு திருப்பத்தை முன் வச்சிருக்கார்.
And the proposal was refused.
அவருடைய அவர் கேட்ட அந்த அனுமதி வந்து மறுக்கப்பட்டது அவருடைய அலுவலகத்தில்.
Saying that, well, it might upset or not allow religion.
இங்க வந்து மதம் அப்படிங்கறது அனுமதிக்கப்படுறது கிடையாது.
He's working in Bangalore, Bangalore or something. What's it called? Bangalore. In Texas Instruments.
Texas.
Multinational Corporation. Someone comes home, I got a job in a multinational corporation. Really, what are you doing? Cleaning the toilets. International stool. Sometimes some Americans come there and I get to clean up their stool. American stool.
அங்க வந்து ஒரு சில நேரத்தில் ஒரு சில அமெரிக்கர் வராங்க. அந்த அமெரிக்கருடைய மதத்தை தூய பண்ணதுக்கு எனக்கு வேலை கிடைக்கிறேன் அப்படின்னு.
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. Just pointing out the madness of this fascination with foreign things.
The men are the விஷயங்கள் அப்படிங்கிறது மக்கள் கொண்டிருக்கக்கூடிய மயக்கத்தையும் மோகத்தையும் சுட்டி காட்டுறதுக்காக அது மாதிரி சொன்னேன்.
It's a popular phase of Maya in India at the present time to be enamored by everything foreign. Srila Prabhupada told a story of someone was offering someone else something to eat, some meat.
சில
பிரபுவாரம் சொன்னார் ஒருத்தர் வந்து இன்னொருத்தருக்கு மாம்சம் சாப்பிடுறது கொடுத்தார் சோ இஸ் வாட் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் மீட் இஸ் இட் பிகாஸ் ஹி வாஸ் எ குட் ஹிந்து ஹி டிட்ன்ட் வாண்ட் டு ஈட் கவுஸ் மீட் அவர் வந்து ஒரு நல்ல இந்து அதனால அவர் வந்து பசு மாம்சத்தை சாப்பிடுறது விரும்பல சோ ஹி செட் வெல் இட்ஸ் டாக்ஸ் மீட் அப்போ சொன்னார் இந்த நாய் வந்து ஒரு ஆங்கிலேயர் கொன்னது அப்படின்னு.
Oh
really? Oh, okay. It's very good. High class meat. High class dogs meat. Just like last night we saw going around the Agraham, all the Brahmin dogs. Now the Brahmins are keeping dogs. No ordinary dogs, they're Brahmin dogs. So anyway, we're talking about Texas Instruments. And the rejoinder came that now we can have programs on what was it? Personality development, stress management.
So அங்க வந்து அவர் என்ன சொல்றாங்க அப்படின்னா தனி நபருடைய தன்மையை வளர்த்துக்கிறது மற்றும் அவருடைய மனதில் இருக்கக்கூடிய சிக்கல்கள் வந்து விடுதலை தருது இந்த மாதிரி தலைப்புல எல்லாம் நீங்க பேசலாம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவருடைய அலுவலகத்துல
சொல்லியிருக்காங்க.
After you made your application?
No, before.
I see.
I've seen that on the advert.
I see. So, well, you should have done a bit of research before you proposed to do the Gita program. I would say, now you know. It's a bit late now.
நீங்க வந்து இந்த கீதா நிகழ்ச்சிய அங்க அலுவலகத்தை என்ன செய்யலாம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நீங்க முன்வைக்கிறதுக்கு முன்னாடி அங்க கொஞ்சம் எப்படி சூழ்நிலை இருக்கு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி கொஞ்சம் அலசி பார்த்துருந்ததுலாம் இப்ப
பாருங்க. Our devotees here in India especially they preach in colleges and different institutions saying that we're doing stress management program or personality development program.
அடிக்கடி பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா இந்தியாவில் இருக்கக்கூடிய நம்மளுடைய பக்தர்கள் கல்லூரிகளை பிரச்சாரம் பண்ணும்போது நம்ம வந்து மன நம்மளுடைய மன மனதில் வரக்கூடிய அழுத்தங்களை வந்து சமாளிக்கிறது, இல்ல நம்மளுடைய தனி நபருடைய
தந்தைகளை வளர்த்துறது போன்ற தலைப்புகளை first of all, people won't, not many people will be interested and probably won't be allowed. Which makes you wonder why they were trying to get independence from the British.
So, இது பார்க்கும்போது நம்ம ஏன் இவங்க வந்து ஆங்கிலேயர்கிட்ட வந்து சுதந்திரம் வாங்கினாங்க அப்படின்னு நம்ம யோசிச்சு பார்க்கணும்.
In fact, I think at that time it would have been allowed. And then when they got the independence, they stopped this religious programs in the name of secularism.
அப்பயும் வந்து இந்த மாதிரி விஷயங்கள் வந்து அனுமதிக்கப்படாம இருந்தது. அவங்க சுதந்திரம் வாங்கினதுக்கப்புறம் அவங்க வந்து மத சார்பின்மை அப்படிங்கிற பேர்ல இதை அனுமதிக்க நினைச்சிருக்காங்க.
So the idea is in like a needle, out like a plow.
கருத்து என்ன அப்படின்னா, நம்ம வந்து ஊசி மாதிரி நடந்து வெளியில வரும்போது கலப்பை மாதிரி வெளியில வரும்.
One devotee was telling me he was doing this personality development programs, and he asked the students, what do you think is a good characteristics of good people?
ஒரு பக்தர் இந்த தனிநபருடைய தந்தைகளை வளர்க்கறது அப்படிங்கிற தலைப்பில் அவர் வந்து நிகழ்ச்சி பண்ணிட்டு இருந்தபோது அவர் வந்து அங்க இருந்த மாணவர்கள் கேட்டார், நல்ல குணம் படைத்த மக்கள் அப்படின்னு நீங்க நினைக்கிறவங்க என்ன மாதிரி நல்ல குணத்தை எதிர்பார்க்கிறீங்கன்னு
கேட்டார். So he said kindness and what do materialistic people think of as being good? Kindness, sharing things with empathy for others. So he wrote them all on the board, as they said, all these things. And what do you think of the bad things? And then the people said this, this, that, that. He wrote them all on the board. So then he said all these qualities, and for all the different qualities he we should be equal rights for all living beings. Don't criticize the crows. He's protesting. So anyway, he gave from Bhagavad Gita all the shlokas for all the good qualities, matching what the people had said for good qualities and bad qualities.
அவர் உடனே மக்கள் எதெல்லாம் நல்ல வேணும்னு சொன்னாங்களோ அதுக்கு பொருந்தக்கூடிய பகவத்கீதை சோகத்தை அது ஒவ்வொன்றும் எழுதினார். அதே மாதிரி கெட்ட குணங்களுக்கும் அவர் எழுதினார்.
So then the people were very impressed. They said, oh, well, we didn't know that.
உடனே அந்த மக்கள் வந்து ரொம்ப கவலைப்பட்டாங்க. ஓ, எங்களுக்கு தெரியாதே அப்படின்னு.
So he said, you see, and the Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to develop the good qualities and overcome the bad qualities. So like this, we can use it as a method to get in the
door.
So we may have to adopt different techniques to teach Bhagavad Gita.
So in the Bhagavad Gita nam chodi darathile nam palvera vidhamana nutpangala kaiyala vendirukku.
Now like that, also if you say Bhagavad Gita when we give Gita classes, not many people might be interested. So if you say personality development, and then if you show them that all these things are in Gita, then they'll actually take an interest in Gita.
நீங்க வந்து நேரடியா பகவத்கீதை நாம சொல்லிதரோம் அப்படின்னா மக்கள் நிறைய பேர் ஆர்வம் காட்டாம இருக்கலாம். ஆனா உங்களுடைய தனிநபருடைய தன்மைகளை வளர்க்கிறோம் அப்படின்னு நம்ம சொன்னோம் அப்படின்னா அவங்க வந்து அதுல விருப்பம் கொள்வாங்க. அதுக்கப்புறம் நீங்க பகவத்கீதையில இதெல்லாம் சொல்லியிருக்கா, அப்ப அவங்க வந்து ஆர்வத்தை அதிகப்படுத்த முடியும்.
Of course, in your company, if you were to do a personality development course, you probably have to be a bit more subtle than that. Yeah, they have to has to be someone with a certificate. They go to some speculator who himself, you know, there's no parampara, he just made up something. And he made a school of personality development and he issues a certificate. So you have to go to a speculator to get a certificate like this.
யாரோ ஒருத்தன் வந்து அவனே என்ன எப்படி தன்மைனா என்னன்னே தெரியாதவன்தான் வந்து ஏதோ கற்பனை பண்ணி ஏதோ ஒரு வகுப்பு நடத்துறான். அங்க போய் நீங்க படிச்சு அங்க இருந்து சர்டிபிகேட் வாங்கிட்டு வந்தாதான் நிறைய இடங்கள்ல வந்து இல்ல அந்த வகுப்பு நடத்துறதுக்கு கூட அனுமதி கொடுக்குறாங்க.
So we have to learn the techniques also, we have to learn the techniques of preaching. Preaching to people with no interest in Krishna consciousness, which means the vast majority of the population. So it means that how to catch their interest and bring it toward Krishna. If we walk up to someone, the average person, say, now you should surrender to Krishna. No. So we have to present that this is, it's actually tricking them, that we have to present that this is something what your ideas are very good, and this is something to help you to further your own ideas.
ஆனா நான் சொல்லக்கூடியது உன்னுடைய கருத்துக்களையே வந்து இன்னும் ரொம்ப ரொம்ப அழகுபடுத்துறதுக்கு உதவும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நம்ம சொல்லலாம்.
The idea of, we're not challenging the idea that enjoying this material world is very good, but this is a way you can do it better, personality development.
இந்த உலகத்தை பத்தி நீ கொண்டிருக்க கருத்துக்கள் எல்லாம் தவறு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி நாங்க வந்து இங்க சவால் விட வரல.
Of course, we have to be very careful with this kind of preaching, that we are so indirect and we never become direct and we ourselves become like Mayavadis or something like this. Sometimes this is called bridge preaching. The idea that, well, you go halfway and you bring them halfway and then you bring them back over the bridge to this side. But if you only stay on the bridge, or if you go to that side of the bridge, then what's the use? So these different things can be done, but distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and having public festivals, Harinam, that's the bombs for smashing illusion and soul-to-soul resuscitation. Hare Krishna. We'll finish there for now, and the next program is honoring Anukalpa Prasad. Right? It's ready? Okay. Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada Soli, Makachaya.
Very happy to see everyone happily chanting Hare Krishna.
Ellarum magichiyoda Hare Krishna vandha kirtana pandradha paakkaradhukku magichiya irukku.
So let us go on chanting Hare Krishna and being happy. And endeavoring to bring more people to chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
நிறைய மக்கள் வந்து ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை கீர்த்தனை பண்ணி மகிழ்ச்சியாக இருக்கிறதுக்கு அவங்க வந்து வரவேற்கிறது நம்ம
And when more and more people are chanting Hare Krishna, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very happy.
Guru. Offered to Krishna?
Not
offered. Okay. If you want to offer it quickly, then I can distribute it. Here, go. Offer this.
நிறைய மக்கள் வந்து ஹரி கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை கீர்த்தனம் பண்ணி மகிழ்ச்சியா இருக்கிறதுக்கு அவங்கள வரவேற்கிறதுக்கு எப்ப இன்னும் அதிகமான மக்கள் ஹரி கிருஷ்ண மகாமந்திரத்தை சொல்றாங்களோ அப்ப சைத்தன்ய மகாபிரபு மகிழ்ச்சி
அடைவார்.
Not
offered. Okay. You want to offer it quickly, then I can distribute it. Here, go. Offer this. Sigram. Then I can distribute it. Hare Krishna.